Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something seriously fun. A pirate radio vocal texture chain in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it came straight off a grimy late-night transmission and got spliced into a 90s jungle or old-school DNB track. And just to be clear, we're not making a modern pop vocal hook here. We're making a texture, a mood layer, a bit of chopped speech, lo-fi radio character, unstable motion, ghostly echoes, and enough grit to sit above the brakes and bass without trying to be the star of the show. Think atmosphere, tension, and that something's coming through the airwaves kind of energy. In drum and bass, this works best in three main places. Intros and outros, where you're setting the scene and giving DJs a useful entry point. Drop transitions, where the vocal can hype the break right before the drums slam in. And mid-track switch-ups, where the vocal helps reset the energy without you having to write a whole new melody. That's one of the real strengths of this workflow. You take one small vocal sample and turn it into multiple usable textures. You move fast creatively, you build a reusable template, and you make the vocal feel like part of the record, not some random layer pasted on top. So let's build it. Start with a source that already has attitude. Spoken word works great. Pirate radio chatter, old TV dialogue, a rap ad-lib, a rough field recording, even a clipped movie line if it has character. For jungle and old-school DNB, short phrases usually work better than long-sung lines. You want something that can be broken up and rhythmically reshaped. Drag the sample into an audio track. If timing needs fixing, enable warp, but don't overdo the correction. A little looseness is good here. We want it to breathe with the drums, not behave like a polished pop vocal. Before processing, get the level sensible. Aim for the sample peaking around -12 to -9 dB. That gives you enough headroom for the chain. Then slice the phrase into 4 to 8 short pieces. You can do this manually, or use slice to new MIDI track if you want to trigger the chops more like a drum rack. And here's a useful teacher tip. Prioritize consonants. T, K, P, R, those kinds of sounds. They cut through breaks way better than long smooth vowels. In DNB, broken syllables can lock into the rhythm-like percussion. Now we build the pirate radio core. Put EQ8 first. Your job here is to make the vocal sound like it's coming through a battered little transmitter, not a studio mic. High pass somewhere around 120 to 220 Hz to clear out the low rumble. Then low pass around 3.5 to 6 kHz to narrow the bandwidth. If you want a little more nasal presence, boost gently around 900 Hz to 1.6 kHz. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Right after that, use auto filter. Band pass mode is a great starting point, or a steep low pass if you want a tighter radio feel. Keep the frequency somewhere in the 1.5 to 4.5 kHz zone, with resonance around 0.3 to 0.6. If you want the voice to feel unstable, add a touch of envelope or LFO movements so it wobbles slightly, like the signal is struggling to stay locked in. This is a really strong advanced move. Automate the filter cutoff over 8 to 16 bars in your intro. Let the vocals slowly tune in as if the station is locking onto the signal. That gives you tension before the drop without needing a big melodic build. Next, add controlled grit, not chaos. Controlled grit. Saturator is your first stop. Try analog clip mode. Drive it around 2 to 7 dB, and use soft clip if you want a rounder density. Match the output level so you're not fooling yourself with volume. If you want even more busted transmission character, try redux. Lightly. You don't need to destroy the voice unless you want full tear-up. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits is a good range. Downsampling should be subtle on the main path. If you want heavier degradation, put it on a parallel layer instead. Drum bus can be brilliant here too, especially in DNB, because it adds that smeared, energetic edge. Keep drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, crunch subtle, and boom very low or off. You're shaping texture, not building a kick drum. Use damp to take the shine off without making it totally dull. A really important workflow decision. If the vocal is central to your intro, keep the main chain a bit cleaner and put the nastier stuff on a return track or duplicate. If it's meant to feel like background radio debris, then yes, crush it harder. Decide what job each layer is doing. Now let's add motion. Echo is perfect if you want dubby pirate radio trails that bloom behind the phrase. Try sync times like 1/8. 1/8 dotted, or 1/4. Keep feedback around 15 to 35%. Add just enough modulation to soften the repeats. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry vocal, and use dirt and noise sparingly for character. Simple delay also works great if you want a tighter old-school feel. Use different left and right times like 1/8 and 1/16, or 1/8 dotted. Keep feedback around 10 to 25%. Light ping pong can whiten it a bit, but don't smear the center too much if your bassline is busy. Here's a classic DNB move. Automate the delay feedback only on the final word of a phrase. Then pull the dry vocal down as the delay throws into the bar ending. That gives you that classic echo tail into the drum fill feeling. It's a tiny thing, but it adds instant movement. Now we create a parallel heavy layer. Make a return track and call it Rated O Crush. This is where you keep the dirty parallel signal, so the main texture stays flexible. On the return, put EQ8 first and band limit it. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 5 kHz. Then add saturator or overdrive for harmonic density. Redux can go on there too if you want more digital damage. Finish with a compressor to tame the peaks and glue the crushed signal together. Send the dry vocal into this return at low to moderate levels. You want it to feel like damage transmission underneath the main voice, not a separate effect screaming for attention. And here's an advanced arrangement trick. Automate the send only on selected words or chops. Don't leave it constantly on. In DNB, selective emphasis makes the arrangement feel way more intentional and DJ-friendly. Now we need the vocal to behave like part of the break. Rhythm is everything in Jungle and Rollers. Place some chops on offbeats. Let a short stab answer the last snare in a two-bar phrase. Double important consonants with ghost notes. Use silence on purpose so the break hits harder when the vocal drops out. If you slice the vocal into a drum rack, MIDI clips are perfect, because they give you micro-timing control. Nudge notes slightly late for that lazy pirate radio pocket, or slightly early if you want a more tense, urgent feel. Think about the arrangement in phrases. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are filtered vocal fragments and radio hiss over a break-only intro. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the sub quietly, with delay throws on the vocal. Bars 17 to 24 hit the drop, and now the vocal becomes sparse punctuation. Then bars 25 to 32 bring in a fresh chop pattern for the switch-up. That's classic DNB thinking. The vocal frames the drums. It doesn't compete with them. Now for the really powerful part, resample it. Once the chain is working, create a new audio track and set it to resampling, or just record the output of the vocal chain. Capture the processed phrase, the delay throws, the filter sweeps, the automation movement, everything. Then trim that recording into useful bits, one clean intro phrase, one filthy transition hit, one long atmospheric tail, one chopped stutter section. Why do this? Because in advanced workflow terms, resampling turns a complicated live chain into editable arrangement material. Now you can mute it, reverse it, warp it, rearrange it, and slice it up without rebuilding the whole thing every time. A great bonus move is to reverse a resampled tail and place it before the drop. That creates this suction-like inhale into the downbeat. Super effective in dark jungle and old-school DNB. Now let's make sure the vocal doesn't fight the mix. Even though this is a texture, it still has to respect the low-end hierarchy. If it's sitting too far forward in the drop, use light sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus. Fast attack, groove-matched release, only a few dB of reduction. Keep the main vocal texture out of the sub-range. Check it in mono. Keep anything below 150 to 200 Hz clean. And if your bassline is busy, avoid making the main phrase too wide. In DNB, the vocal should live in the upper mids and atmosphere zone, leaving the low end stable and powerful. Quick mix rule. If the vocal is masking the snare crack, cut a couple dB in the harsh zone. If it's masking hats or top break detail, reduce delay brightness before you reduce level. And if it's fighting the bass, high pass it harder. Now, arrangement automation. This is where your pirate radio texture becomes a real event instead of wallpaper. Open the filter over 8 bars into the drop. Push delay send up on the last word before a fill. Increase saturator drive for just one phrase. Add a little more reverb during a breakdown, then pull it back before the drop. Use volume ducking on selected chops so the drums can hit with more force. If you use reverb, keep it on ascend. Short to medium decay. High pass the return, and keep the wet amount low. You want warehouse air, not giant trance wash. In darker jungle, the arrangement often lives and dies by phrase variation and tension release, so these automation moves matter a lot. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the vocal too clean. Pirate radio needs limitation and degradation. Don't drown it in reverb. That can smear the break and kill impact. Don't let it take over the sub-range. Don't over-widen it. Keep contrast in the layers by having one readable version and one dirty parallel version. And don't ignore the groove. The vocal should speak the language of the drums. Also, don't automate everything all at once. Two or three key moves per section is usually enough. Too much micro-motion makes the track feel nervous instead of dangerous. Here are a few darker DNB pro tips. Use a pre-drop signal loss moment. Band pass the vocal for one bar before the drop, then cut it hard as the drums slam in. Instant tension. Try half-time phrasing over full-time drums so a spoken line can feel huge over 174 BPM. Layer a second crushed copy one octave down, but high-pass it hard so it doesn't muddy the bass. Print a version with intentional distortion peaks if you want authenticity. And remember, sometimes the absence of the voice after a chop is what makes the drop hit harder. One really good practice approach is to treat the vocal like a fill generator. Instead of adding drum fills everywhere, use vocal stabs, reverse tails, and echo throws to carry energy between edits. So here's your challenge.